This is Fresh Air. Alex Chilton was only 16 when he and his group The Box Tops got their first hit on the pop charts. But early success has its drawbacks. Rock and roll historian Ed Ward says Chilton may be the best American example of a boy genius who couldn't handle his fame.
For many of the people who play it, rock and roll is rebellion. But rebellion can take odd forms depending on where and when it takes place. In Memphis in the mid-60s, rock and roll rebellion was already in its third generation. Elvis's generation and the generation of blue-eyed soulsters who came next thought it was cool to be white and sound black. But by 1965, when Alex Chilton started writing songs, it was much cooler to want to be British.
Won't you let me walk you home from school? Won't you let me meet you at the maybe Friday I can get tickets for the dance. And I'll take you. Ooh.
Alex Chilton wrote 13 when he was, well, 13. And although he makes fun of the song's innocence today, it's striking evidence of a strong talent. It took him a while to find an outlet for it, but he and his band, The Box Tops, finally connected with Dan Penn, a producer and songwriter who later worked with Aretha Franklin and Elvis.
Give me a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone, I'm a-going home. My baby just wrote me a letter.
The first song the Box Tops cut was The Letter, and it was an instant number one hit, even showing up on the soul charts. In 1967, amidst the scary psychedelic things, it was a perfect, safe pop song. The Box Tops recorded and toured, and Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys said Alex Chilton was his favorite white vocalist. When they had a second smash, Cry Like a Baby, they were set. Alex was already out of control. He'd discovered drugs, alcohol, and women, and suddenly he didn't sound so innocent.
I met in church, I met in church. On a Sunday morning, she looked at me with eyes of love as a choir sang her head. We fell in love on a Sunday morning.
Next to Aretha's Son of a Preacher Man, I can't think of a more carnal song about religion. But the Box Tops really blew it when Dan Penn got cocky enough to have them record an ode to prostitutes in 1969.
Sweet cream ladies, forward march, the world owes you a living. Sweet cream ladies, do your part, think of what you're giving.
It was just as well. The band was on its last legs, and although he enjoyed being a star, Chilton wasn't doing what he wanted. So Alex moved to L.A., where he lived in Beach Boy Dennis Wilson's place in Topanga Canyon, took guitar lessons from Roger McGuinn of the Byrds, and moved out when he decided he didn't like Dennis's new roommate, Charlie Manson. Back in Memphis, Chilton hung out, played with various people, and finally joined a band called the Icebreakers, led by Chris Bell, a remarkable guitarist. Alex and Chris started writing great songs together, and they renamed the band Big Star, an in-joke for Memphians who know the grocery chain of the same name.
Oh.
But the mixture of punkish roughness and seamless smooth pop was all too close to what was really going on. And after releasing one album and playing one gig, Big Star broke up. Well, for a while they did. They reformed in 1973 to play one show for a bunch of writers. I was there, in fact. And the group liked it so much, they decided to try again. Good thing they did, because they recorded one of the classic pop songs of all time, a record that continues to inspire songwriters, September Girls. Such perfection, however, rarely made it to the stage, and by the end of 1974, Big Star was no more. Since then, Alex Chilton has been in and out of the music business, always outrageous and sometimes breathtaking in his grasp of pop music. Along the way, he's inspired Southern bands from the DBs to REM and acquired a fanatical following in Europe. His rebellion has not been without a price, but the least you can say is he's done it the way he wanted. My thanks to Ket H. Benjamin, Chilton fanatic, for research and tapes.
Ed Ward is co-author of Rock of Ages, The Rolling Stone History of Rock and Roll. He also writes for the Austin Chronicle. This is Fresh Air.